Okay.
While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and declined a table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisee cleans the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not he who made the outside made the inside too? But give us alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clear for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe the mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love for God. This you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace. Woe to you, you are all like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it." One of the Pharisees answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you liars also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourself do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So all witnesses and you consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them and you built their tombs. Therefore, also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perish between altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering." As he went away from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press him hard and to provoke him to speak about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say.
说话的时候，有一个犹太人，耶稣同他吃饭，耶稣就进去坐。这法利赛人看见耶稣饭前不洗手，便觉惊诧。主对他说，如今你们法利赛人洗净杯盘的外面，你们里面却装满了勒索和邪恶。无知的人只知道外面的事情，不知道内情。只要把里面的施舍给予他人，所有的你们真就会变得洁净。你们所有法利赛人实际上都有灾难了，因为你们将薄荷、檀云并其他菜蔬份上十分之一，却忘记了公义与爱。这样的事最后会觉得怎么样？这原先是你们应当行事的，但也不是不可行事的。你们法利赛人有祸了，因为你们的喜爱会堂里的守卫，又喜爱人在街市上问你们的安。你们真的有祸了，因为你们如同不显露的坟墓，走在上面的人并不知情。律法中有一个人回答耶稣说，老师，你这样说实际上是把我们的律例都糟践了。耶稣说，你们的律法实际上也有祸了，因为你们把最难的担子放到普通人身上，你们自己的人却根本就不肯做。你们有灾祸了，因为你们修造先知的坟墓，而那先知正是你们的祖宗所杀害的。可见你们祖宗所做的事情，你们又证明又喜欢，因为你们知道杀了先知，而你们又先造了先知的坟墓。所以神用智慧曾说，我要差遣先知和使徒到他们那里去，有的他们要杀害，有的他们要逼迫。创世纪以来，所有众先知的罪都要问在这世代的人身上，从亚伯的血开始，直到被杀在坛和殿中间的撒利利亚的血为止。我来告诉你们，这些所有事情都要在这世代的人身上所偿还。 你们的律法会有祸，因为你们把知识夺走，自己却不想进去。正要想进去的人，你们也要阻挡。耶稣此时从那边出来，文士和法利赛人就极力催促他，引动他多说话，私下窥听，要拿他所有的话作为日后算账来用。大家好，我是主播 KK。 第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论，希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第32讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner.And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 32 lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well,Everybody, firstly, is still my today's personal study summary. Jesus dies with the Pharisees, who is shocked he doesn't wash his hands usually. Jesus used this to expose their hypocrisy. They focus on the appearance but neglect their hearts. He says they clean the outside of a cup, but being so greedy inside.They tease tiny herbs, but also ignore justice and love for God. They seek honor in public, but also being empty within. Like something, unmarked graves that harm others unknowingly. When a teacher of the law objects, Jesus condemns them too. He says they burden people with strict rules they never follow, and by building tombsFor prophets their ancestors killed, they repeat the same rejection. Then Jesus conducts the hell, taking away the key of knowledge, keeping others from true faith. In short, in the end, Jesus condemns empty rule and hypocrisy, calling for a genuine faith that comes from the heart. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go for the summary.
The first question is why the Pharisee invited Jesus for a meal. Since there were a lot of other people from the religious upper class, it is obvious that he wanted to ask some uncomfortable things and catch Jesus with his answers in the presence of all a lot of witnesses.
这个问题是，为什么法利赛人要邀请耶稣共进晚餐呢？因为当时在场的还有许多其他宗教上层人士，很明显他想问一些棘手的问题，并在众多人面前试探耶稣的回答。
Already the first behavior of Jesus shocked the other people in the room and gave reason for criticizing Jesus. But instead of accused, they are converted in the accused whenJesus declares them that it does not matter if something is on the outside dirty, but in the inside it has to be clean.
耶稣第一个举动就震惊了在场的其他人，也让他们有理由控告他。但当耶稣变成告诉他们外表污秽并不重要，重要的是内心时，其他人非但没有告他，反而变成了被告。
He speaks out a lot of woes over them and criticizes them hard because they are spiritual deaf and are lying in a spiritual tomb, and the people that surround them does not notice it. They are hearing them and become spiritual deaf too.
耶稣大声斥责其他人，严厉地谴责他们，因为这些人实际上从精神上已经死亡了，如同已经躺在坟墓中，而周遭的人却视而不见。这些人听见了，最终也走向了灵性的死亡。
Jesus closes by mentioning that had been so in the whole history of Israel, and after this, the religious leaders wanted to kill him more and figure out how to do it.
耶稣最后提到，以色列历史上一直都是这样。在此之后，宗教领袖们更加想要杀害于他，并且最终想出了很恶毒的解决办法。Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Shwasa. Why was the Pharisee surprised that Jesus didn't wash his hands before dinner? 为什么法利赛人看到耶稣饭前不洗手会感到惊讶呢？
Because it was a Jewish tradition, and if Jesus wanted to be a good Jew, he had to do it too.
因为这是犹太人的传统，如果耶稣想成为一个真犹太人，他也必须遵守。Next issue. So, Shwasa, what did Jesus mean by saying they clean the outside of the cup, but are dirty inside? 耶稣说他们只清洗干净杯子的外面，而内心却是肮脏的。这话是怎么理解呢？
The Pharisees were very religious and well seen in public, but in their heart they were dirty.
法利赛人表面上非常虔诚，引人注目，但内心却龌龊不堪。Next question. So,Jesus said to give as arms those things are within. What do you think is inside us that we can give to others?
耶稣说要把内心的东西施与他人。你认为我们内心有什么东西是可以给别人分享的呢？
We should give that we have within us as arms, the good works that God has prepared for us before, as we read in the letter to the Ephesians. The people that surround us should have a benefit that we are Christians.
我们应当将我们内心所拥有的作为施舍，正如我们在后面读到的以弗所书上面所记载的，上帝预先为我们预备了善行。我们周围的人应当因为我们是基督徒而感到受益。Next question. So, sister, what's the problem with tinning teenage herbs but forgetting about justice also love? 为什么奉献十分之一的微小香料植物却忘记公益和爱？这样是有什么问题的呢？
Herein Luke is not recorded all of this speech. In another gospel, Mark, for example, Jesus says they should not tease herbs and forget their obligations for their family, care for old parents, for example.
路加福音中并没有记载这段话的全部内容。举个例子，在另一部福音书中，如马可福音当中，耶稣说他们不应该将草药的十分之一奉与上帝，也不应该忘记对家人的责任，例如赡养年迈的父母。Next question. So, why is wanting to buy seeds also greeting a blessing, according to Jesus? 根据耶稣所述，为什么想要最好的作为和别人的问候实际上是一件坏事？
Because they want to be seen in public and to be honored in public.
因为他们想在所有的公众视野中出现，并受到所有人的尊敬。这本身就是权利。Next question. What does it mean to be like
unmarked grave that people walk over. 像一个人从上面走过，却不知道没有记号的坟墓是什么意思呢？
The Pharisees were spiritual death, and the people did not notice it.
法利赛人灵魂上已然死亡，但是所有人却浑然不知。Well, so next issue. How did lawyers place heavy burdens on people without helping them? 律法师是如何把艰难的重担放在普通人身上，自己却漠然一切呢？
They interpret the scripture by a hard way, and if the people would like to do everything perfect and follow this interpretation, it is very difficult.
这些人用一种晦涩艰难的方式来解释所有的内容。如果人们想要做到完美并遵守这样的解释，实际上这是不可能的。So, last question, Professor. By building tombs for the prophets their ancestors killed, what were the lawyers really doing? 通过为先祖所杀害的先知修建陵墓，律法师们实际上是在做什么事情？
By building excuse, they say, with other words, those people have killed them, but I was not with them.
他们没有编造新的缺口，却是换了个说法，是那些人杀了他们，但是我们并不在那里。Next question. So, why does Jesus mention the blood of Abel to Zachariah? 耶稣为什么要提到从亚伯到撒拉利亚的血呢？
The whole time, the kingdom of God has suffered violence from bad people.
自古以来，神的国度就饱受恶人的暴力侵害。So, today's last question for sister. What's the key of knowledge and how did the lawyers take away? 什么是知识的钥匙？律法师们是又如何把它夺走的呢？
The key of knowledge is the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and the lawyers replace him by their interpretation of the Bible.
知识的关键在于弥赛亚耶稣基督，而律法师们却用他们对圣经的解释来取代于他。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2026年1月快乐，我们下期再会。